up in the morning and out to school.
It's August, and chances are either you or your kids are back at school. I think a lot about school, too, because of the bearing it has on music. School was where you learned what music you liked. Research tells us it suddenly became important to you at around age 10 or 11, and that by 14, your musical taste was pretty much solidified. Emotions and hormones ran high back then. Your musical soundtrack is connected to some heady memories. You were also making your way in the world socially. You knew in middle school that you had to be armed with a style and persona by the time you got to high school. You wanted desperately to make friends. Learning to dance became important. Science says that whether you ended up liking country, hip-hop, or rock depended mostly on who you hung out with. Music was crucial for social bonding, and what you listened to was even more important than what you wore. School is also where we formed our relationship with authority. Music reflects this, too. There are thousands of songs about school. Most tend to be negative about the whole thing, or at least irreverent. It was natural for you to rebel. You didn't want to be associated with the music of your teachers. Who would? So you listened to stuff from your own generation. Hopefully that which would put off your elders at least a little. Think School's Out by Alice Cooper and Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. Whether you were a jock, a freak, or a frock, your school days were when you helped change music. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot.
And we welcome you to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Fletcher.
And you brought along sort of a back-to-school playlist. I like this. This will be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I started out with that Chuck Berry tune, which I just absolutely love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's about school, and it's it's not really about how much you love school, right? But there you are sitting there thinking about school, but mostly thinking about girls or boys, if the case may be.
Yep. So let's move on from that Chuck Berry tune to another one from Sonny Boy Williamson.
Yeah, this is one of the earliest school tunes that I know about. It's called Good Morning Schoolgirl. You guys have heard this tune. This has been covered a billion times. Sonny Boy Williamson is one of my heroes anyway. It's just beautiful playing, and he's a great composer. So all the other really early blues guys like John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, Mississippi Fred McDowell. Do you know Mississippi Fred McDowell?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Listen to him. You guys, listen to Mississippi Fred McDowell. and then all the people that imitated those guys, like the Yardbirds, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard this tune before. This is Good Morning Schoolgirl from 1937.
I couldn't make me no time. That I didn't have no blues, woman, but I was all messed up and down. Now you be my baby, come on and be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond, I'll buy you a diamond ring. Well, if you don't be my little woman, then I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over this land. I'm gonna fly all over this land. Oh. Don't find the woman that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane down.
Moving from Sonny Boy Williamson there, the tune you said from 1937, jumping quite a ways ahead in time to 1973 and Steely Dan.
Yeah, I love this band quite a bit. And, you know, their lyrics are really quite cryptic. But this is a tune where you can really kind of figure out what they're talking about. And they're talking about, I'm never going to go back to my old school. I'm done with it. And these guys, Walter Becker and Don Fagen, you could tell their personas didn't really match the whole school aesthetic. They were beatniks. They liked to rebel. And they went to Bard College in Annandale, upstate New York. One of my favorite all-time musical moments is, I think we're going to hear it. It's called word painting, where they use tones to paint the picture that the words are expressing. They say, California tumbles into the sea. That'll be the day I go back to Annandale. And when he says that, the horns do this amazing rendition of the San Andreas Fault opening up and, and the state of California falling into the ocean. Yeah, please enjoy My Old School from the Steely Dan album Countdown to Ecstasy from 1973. California. This is an instrumental tune, Stanley Clarke's School Days, from the album School Days, 1976. It's there are no words. It's instrumental. It's jazz fusion, but still it expresses this feeling of going back to school. I think it's a pretty optimistic tune. It's kind of urban too, so it's really paints a clear picture of going back to like an urban school and listening to funk music and making friends and dancing, et cetera, et cetera. Stanley Clarke, one of my heroes.
Jumping ahead again then a couple of decades, we've got the White Stripes. This is nice. We are going to be friends.
Yeah. This band is pretty cutting edge and pretty, gritty. This is one of the most optimistic tunes I've ever heard in my life. And I'm trying to paint this picture of people going back to school and being friends. That's what the Dune is about. From 2001 on the White Blood Cells album.
Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We it's time to learn. Numbers.
Going from one tune there about being friends to, it looks like another one, Old 97s and Friends Forever.
Yeah, this is a great band. Probably my best example of a band that's alt country.
Uh-huh.
They're doing country, but you know, there's kind of a punk rock tinge to it also. Same optimistic feel, Friends Forever, from the 2004 album Drag It Up.
I was in the chess club, didn't have a swimming pool, much less a true love. Didn't have a dalliance, much less a hot tub. I was just a brain whose brain would never let up. Who said that's wrong? 12 years after 5 years, we're lucky to survive. Pretty thin skin to be in the machine. Then I found the guitar and the rest of fanzine. Who's to say what's wrong? Moral of this song is that the high school kids are wrong. You know they have been all along. Congratulations, you'll be gone.
And then hopefully school is about a lot of things, but definitely continuing with the Friends theme atmosphere.
Yeah. Okay. This is a guilty pleasure because Atmosphere is a hip hop duo from Minneapolis, my hometown. And I wanted to do some hip hop also because, you know, that's really what's happening now. This is a tune, the title tune from the album To All My Friends from 2010.
And we'll leave it there with Atmosphere and To All My Friends. Thanks, Mark, as always, for being here from Musical Space.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Picture that. How many years old? Young enough to mix up love with career goals. But I was just this tall when they told me that the world was mine. But the papers weren't signed. There's no deed, so proceed to go seed up the whole piece like it owes me groceries. Don't breathe until you formally know me. Won't leave, better call authorities. It's all love, we're cool, but you don't tell an astronaut what to do. The turntable stole my heart. Burnt the paintbrush, broke it apart. I miss it, I might revisit, but I wasn't that good, I admit it. Maybe you can't tell, but as a kid I wanted to be Melly Mel. And later as a teenager I wanted to be LL. Then I discovered weed and I wanted to be Dell. And thank God eventually I found myself. It's funny when I bump into fools I used to go to school with, and they ask what I'm doing. Half of the time I wanna crack a lie, but I forget I'm still a wannabe rapper guy. Yeah, I guess that it seems that way. I get to see the world, and it's decent pay. As long as somebody wanna see us play, I wake up every morning and I seize the day. It's all love, we're cool, but you don't tell the president what to do. It's like this, y'all. I don't get to call in sick, y'all.